It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Welcome to 11 o'clock, or at least just after 11 on a Friday morning, which is always the opportunity that we have to bring our resident Saskatchewan Rough Rider, former rider, and of course, winner of a Grey Cup champion, Belton Johnson, joining us as he does every Friday for It's Eaton Time. Belton, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going there, Evan?
Going good. I had Jamie Nye on the show this morning, and I said, I used the term, I'm guaranteeing a win for the riders tonight, and he was all over me. He said he's not willing to go that far, although he's picking the riders to win. How are you feeling about tonight's game?
I feel pretty good about the game tonight as well. I know Jamie may be worried about the secondary and everything, but the better team is the riders, and guess what? If they win tonight, they can lock up that first place and put a pretty bow on it and send it off.
It would be nice. I mean, obviously, it would be nice. We've had a great season, and you know that they're probably going to, over the next couple of games, be maybe looking to rest a couple of players, getting ready for the playoffs. But they want that. They want to clinch first in the West. Clearly, that's got to be the goal right now.
Oh, that is the number one goal, finish first place in the West, because, again, what that will allow you to do is rest more players, mm-hmm. right? And the riders, they do need the rest because of the injuries and everything, and be ready for whoever they may play second round of the playoffs there.
If you think back to your playing time, Belton, how do you focus? How should the players find a way to focus on the game in front of them as opposed to the playoffs and the postseason? Because I think that's always the worry, right, is the players tonight going into a game they should win are already looking over top of and past the Argos to the playoffs, whereas this is a pretty important game. How do you do that?
Well, I think Coach Mace has done great this season, and that fact that, you know, what they always say, you know, go 1-0, right? So I think that team is focused on, you know, the present, what's at stake, just based on the head coach there. I don't think they're going to overlook the Argos by any chance. The Argos, you know, they can maybe be decent and everything, but no, they'll be just fine, Evan. I'm not even worried about any of that.
Okay, what do you think the keys are for a rider win tonight? What do you need to see happen for my guarantee to come true?
So I do want to see on the defensive side. I want to see, you know, at least 5 sacks there, right? You know, get pressure on the quarterbacks, Jared Daggy, who's you know, backup starting quarterback there for the Argos, right? Offensively, I want to see a couple explosion plays. And by explosion plays, I mean, you know, 25 plus yards on at least give me 4 of those this game. And, you know, we'll bring in the kicking, I guess. Make the kicks.
Hey, last week you and I were like, okay, here we go, Campbell Fair. Today we're saying, hey, Brett Lothar, welcome back. Good to have you back. Sounds hey. Like he's kicking tonight.
Hey, that's my guy, Evan.
If it didn't pertain to me, I'd call you Fickle, but it yeah. pertains to me too, Belton. Okay, listen, we look forward to listening to you joining the pregame and postgame crew. The Green Zone crew fires up 5 o'clock, kickoff is at 7, and then, of course, all the reaction after the game as well, which we always enjoy. So, carne asada, I can tell you, if I've had it, it wasn't called that because I actually had to Google what it was. This is a good-looking dish, but I can't remember if I've ever had this before.
Well, carne asada is just Mexican flavors, I'll say, Evan, with the steak here and everything. So the first thing we want to do is get a dish or, you know, a bowl or something where we can mix together soy sauce, some lime juice, vegetable, sugar, cumin, chili powder, and garlic. And we want to get that all mixed up and just put it to the side there. The next thing we want to do, get a flat iron steak. I'm not sure if you know what that type of cut is, but it's usually pretty good here. We're throwing it on the grill there. And what we want to do is get a fork and poke holes all over that flat iron steak. And what we're going to do, Evan, with that steak, once we got the holes poked in there, we're going to pour the marinade along with the steak, put it in a Ziploc bag or a dish there, get it covered up, put it in the fridge, let it marinate at least 4 hours. But you know me, Evan, I like to get, you know, at least go overnight.
Sure.
On any marinades and everything.
Can I just jump in? The poking holes that you just talked about, you don't do that every time you're marinating steak, do you?
Not for every steak, but, you know, when it comes to the liquid marinade, I do like to do that.
Okay.
And the reason I like to poke holes is just to get that flavor absorbed on
sure.
in the meat there.
Sure,
and everything.
Makes sense. Yeah. Good. Okay.
All right. So we got the steak marinated. What we want to do is get the smoker cranked up to 300 to 50 degrees because at 350 degrees, we're going to be grilling, okay?
Yep.
So we're going to toss that marinated flat iron steak on the smoker there. And I like to cook it to about, medium or so. So that'll be an internal temperature of about, I believe, 145 degrees or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get that cooked up. Once it's cooked, we're going to put it on a plate. I like to cover it loosely with foil there just to hold the heat there and everything. Evan, once about 5 minutes of it resting there, we're going to cut it into thin strips. And I like to cut against the grain just for chewiness and everything.
I had a question last week, Belton. I'm going to jump in and ask it here because it's, you just said cut against the grain. I actually had a texter saying, can you get Belton, if he says that again, to tell me how I cut against the grain? He's questioning how you do that.
So, you know, the lines of the muscular fibers, I'll say, you know, I just like to cut opposite of those grains. If they're running north-south, I like to cut it east-west, if that makes sense.
It does. It does make sense, for sure.
So, and that's all it is, and it just cuts those muscle fibers. It makes them shorter, so when you're chewing and everything, it's just shorter muscle fibers,
yep.
If you will, there, Evan.
Makes sense.
All right. So once we got that cut against the grain, I like to serve it with some beans, some rice, some guacamole. I like my smoked salsa. And you know what, Evan, the best thing about these, you can make it into tacos, burritos, quesadilla, and guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Yeah, it's eating time. I'm actually looking at some of the pictures online. I told you I Googled carne asada. And I mean, there's this makes a good leftover dish. There's lots of possibilities here.
Oh, tons of possibilities. You know, even with my kids, I know they love their pasta and everything, so... you know, when I got that steak cut against the grain, I like to serve just a bit of it with their pastas and everything mm-hmm. as well. And it's very good. Highly recommend it.
Good stuff. Well, it's a great one. Thank you for sharing it. We didn't get your prognostication. I got to get you to give me your thoughts. Who's winning the game tonight and what's the final going to be?
I got the Riders winning, and I got a score of 30-20 there, Evan.
30-20. Okay. I said 23-12. Jamie said 30-17, so you and Jamie pretty close together on yours. Yeah. All right, well, we will see. Green and white progs coming up at 12. Belton Johnson, always appreciate you joining the show.
Hey, have a great, happy Thanksgiving weekend, Evan.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, my friend. Belton Johnson, it's eating time here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.